To the physicians at Mission Hospital, part of St. Joseph Health System, even the smallest, most ordinary moments are sacred. It's time now for Mission Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Do your asthma symptoms change as you get older? Is it even possible to outgrow asthma? My guest is Dr. Christina Schwint. She's board certified in allergy and immunology at Mission Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Schwint. So, asthma, give us a little bit of a working definition of what it is, and is it typically diagnosed in childhood and then follows you up through life?
Asthma is typically diagnosed in childhood and occurs throughout life. However, it can also be diagnosed later on in life, and symptoms can first occur later on in life. Asthma typically is a narrowing of the airway that occurs transiently in response to environmental triggers, including upper respiratory infections, and can cause difficulty breathing.
Okay, so it's something that gets diagnosed, you know, in children, in teens, something that you see. Now, does it change as we get older? Do our symptoms change, whether it's wheezing, difficulty breathing, airway constriction? Do these things change as our bodies and our physiology change?
It does. And asthma is actually a very labile illness that actually changes daily with triggers, upper respiratory infections. But we also see that over time, asthma can change. Typically, what we're seeing is that in boys, their asthma actually gets better at puberty, while with girls, their symptoms actually get worse. But overall, there's about 50% of children that have such a significant improvement in their symptoms by the time they're adolescent that it appears as if they have outgrown their asthma. But in fact, their airways are still sensitive. In fact, once the airways become sensitive, they remain that way for life. And what we typically see is that while there may be remission during the teenage years, we see a recurrence of those symptoms later on in life, in particular in the 30s and 40s.
Wow, that's so interesting, Dr. Schwint. So what do you recommend? Because I think parents probably would get very elated if their children no longer have asthma symptoms as they enter some of those years, and they think, oh, okay, now my child doesn't have to be on medication. Now they just maybe carry their rescue medication around, but they don't need anything else. What would you say to those people?
There definitely is hope for asthma getting better, but the only way to ensure that asthma is well controlled and symptoms are improved is to see an asthma specialist who can appropriately diagnose the asthma severity and whether daily medication is still necessary or whether it is safe for that patient just to carry around an inhaler. However, it is important for parents to realize that, again, airway, once it's sensitive, it remains that way for life, and your child does need to have a rescue medication always available.
So when we're talking about asthma and ongoing chronic treatment, what do you usually do for children? What's your best advice for asthma treatment?
The best advice is to see an asthma specialist so that appropriate treatment, including lung function testing and assessment of ongoing symptoms, can be assessed so that severity level can be determined. Based on this, a medication regimen would be prescribed, which may include daily medications to control symptoms. And with good control of symptoms, kids can then have no limitations on exercise and involvement in activities.
What about triggers, Dr. Schwint? Do we, as families with children with asthma, how do you avoid the triggers? Because sometimes those triggers can be all around you and you don't want to sit alone in a room. How do you avoid some of those triggers?
Now, that's a complex question, but to start with, you would want to see an allergist who would be able to do skin testing to determine what those allergic triggers are or other environmental triggers. And then you can get a game plan to get together to determine what the best avoidance measures are. Certainly, medications can also control allergen triggers when avoidance is not possible.
Okay, and what about in home? Do you think there are, I mean, obviously we're going to find out what those triggers are, but are there things that you can do within your home? Do you think that air filters help, you know, an asthmatic? Do you think that those kind of allergy-free pillows and cases and certain laundry detergents, you know, give us kind of a walking around our house, working, you know, some help for asthma?
Absolutely. There are many things that can be done around the home, and the primary of these is actually, after identifying what you're allergic to, then going through the home and trying to minimize those exposures. For individuals who are allergic to house dust mites, that would mean getting in casings for the pillow, the mattress, and the box spring. Once those house dust mites get into these surfaces, you'll never get them out. So it is very important to have in casings. Now, HEPA filters can be very useful. However, they're also very expensive. So sometimes that actually is prohibitive for many families. So there are other measures that can be done as well. Dusting once, twice weekly with a damp cloth to bring down that house dust mite allergen. Also, if they have central heating and air conditioning, putting a filter on the vent so that that house dust mite is not blowing out directly on them. And if there is a central filter, changing that out monthly. Also looking to make sure that there's no water damage in the home where mold can be growing. It would be important to make sure that anyone with a mold allergy is not having constant daily exposure. And while you may need to have a professional come out to the home to address those issues, sometimes some small measures like using bleach on a surface or a spotlight, the mold does not like heat or any type of light, and so they will diminish in those types of situations.
Dr. Schwint, you know, the title of this segment is Can You Outgrow Asthma? And you said this was a complicated question. If you are a child diagnosed with asthma, does it stand to reason you will be, whether it goes into remission on and off throughout your life, that you will be an adult with asthma?
The simple answer is yes. Once an airway becomes sensitive, it remains that way for life. However, sometimes in very young children, under the age of 5, 6 years, they can have asthma-like symptoms, such as wheezing and shortness of breath with viral illnesses, which can disappear as they get older. However, children who have wheezing, shortness of breath beyond 5, 6 years of age, in particular, if their symptoms occur with allergic and other environmental triggers besides upper respiratory infections, these children are considered to have true asthma and unlikely to outgrow their symptoms.
What about just general health tips for people with asthma? And we'll be talking in another segment about exercise-induced asthma, but is, you know, back in the day, asthmatics had to sit out in gym. You know, nowadays, we look for the most healthy tips, maintaining a good weight, good nutrition, and what about exercise?
Absolutely. There should be absolutely no restriction with exercise. And while exercise-induced asthma is very common in asthma, learning to control your asthma and exercise-induced asthma symptoms will allow you to participate in activities without any restrictions. We have Olympic athletes with asthma, and with avoidance measures of triggers that can actually exacerbate exercise-induced asthma, as well as good control with medications, there should be no limitations so the children can participate in whatever sport that they're interested in participating in.
I think that that's so important. And what about some sort of other kinds of techniques that they can do? Relaxation techniques. Are these things that we need to teach our children about good breathing and relaxation techniques to help them if they are suffering an attack?
Good breathing is actually a key point. And the reason is that when you breathe through your nose, you're actually filtering, humidifying and warming the air that goes down into the lungs. A cold, dry blast of air will actually trigger asthma symptoms, including exercise-induced asthma. So that's actually a key component to eliminating exercise-induced asthma symptoms.
Okay, so getting somebody to help you teach your child or as an adult really good breathing. Now, in just the last couple of minutes, give us your best advice for people who are diagnosed with asthma, really what they can do to keep themselves as healthy as possible.
The best thing is actually to see an asthma specialist who will be able to do special tests, including lung function testing and skin testing to identify allergic triggers in order that they can be avoided. Allergy shots for allergic asthma can very occasionally even achieve a near cure for asthma and may even prevent asthma in patients with nasal allergies.
Okay, so this is very good information, and people with asthma can get their information. How can they get in touch with you?
I can be reached through Allergy and Asthma Associates. Our contact phone number is 949-364-2900.
Thank you so much. You're listening to Mission Radio. And for more information, you can go to missionforhealth.com. That's mission, the number 4, health.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.